Hi, Dave Custy here again with Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm here with Bob McClafferty. We're talking to people who are band members who are doing shows here. And Bob, tell us about your band here.
Well, we just went through a name change, actually. We showed up at the Elvis thing about 11 years ago, and we had the name Altered Boy for up until tonight. And my other guitar player said, you know what, we're changing it to King City. So now we're officially King City, and we had our debut tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How'd you think it went?
From what I could hear, which was not much, I think I didn't get hit by anything, so
no,
I think we did pretty well.
Nobody had fruit at you or anything?
I was looking for the baskets of tomatoes.
No.
And then I didn't see any, so I went on.
So you've been here for a few years. You've been doing this for a few years in different name manifestations and bands.
Yeah,
and such,
a bunch
right?
of, you know, kind of the same nucleus of guys I've known forever and ever and ever. But it kind of started out just as a whim. I was jamming with some friends in Towson, and one of the guys said, hey, why don't we do the Elvis thing? And we're like, we're not going to, what? We're old. We don't want to do that. And he really wanted to. So the rest of us we gave in and said, you know what, for him, Shane, my friend Shane, we decided, let's go for it. So the funny thing
was... how long ago was that?
Well, this was about 11 years ago.
Okay.
This is 11 years ago, Dave, and what the funny thing was, you know, half our band had never even played music before. We were just good looking. Yeah, that's a joke. But anyway, we...
No, this is radio, so you can say anything
yeah,
you want
we were
about
just,
that.
We were just goofing off, and so we worked really hard to practice, because when you're not good, you have to practice a lot. You know?
Hand in hand, yes.
So we practiced and practiced and practiced, and we made a demo tape, a CD.
Oh, really?
I have a friend that's got a studio, and we went to his studio, and we did six Elvis songs. He re-recorded them and stuff, and we submitted the CD for consideration. And lo and behold, they said, yeah, we want your band. So we were all excited.
Wow.
Until they said, we want your band, but you can't do any of those six songs. And we're like, are you kidding me? It's like it took us 9 months to learn those songs. So we didn't know about the Elvis thing, that on the main stage, nobody can repeat a song. And since we were the new group, we had to go really obscure. So I went out to the record stores and really listened to a lot of Elvis and tried to pick the songs that I thought I could sing, because my range isn't so great, and thought that we could do musically, because we're not a bunch of virtuosos. So I listened to song after song, and like, can't do that one, can't do that one, can't do that one. But we finally got together, and we've been doing it ever since. Missed a couple years because of some illnesses and whatever, but it's been about 11 years.
Well, I hear that they want you to do different songs than other people, other different songs. So do they give you like a song list that you can do for this or what?
No, it worked out. I should explain, they have three different venues here. You know, we have the big main stage with live music. And then upstairs they have what's called the jungle room, and they have live music up there. And then down in the lower bar area, they have live music there. Well, I should say live karaoke, because a lot of the Elvis impersonators go in there, and you can get up really close to them. So they have people performing on all three levels. But the main level, the big level, is the only room that you are not to allow to repeat. In the jungle room, you might hear the same thing twice. But the main room...
I'm a newbie here, so...
Yeah.
So
that's how it works. So we had to keep coming up with songs, and then we would call them and say, you know, is this one taken? Is this one taken? Is this one taken? And then when we found a couple that weren't taken, that's what we worked on. So I can't tell you how frustrating it was that first year.
I thought they tried to make you do different songs, and you just learned six songs, and you
it
couldn't
took
do
us
it,
forever.
And you learned more songs, and maybe you couldn't do that.
I mean, you know, literally three guys had never played in a band before, and one of them was my brother-in-law, and we just stuck him on drums, and he did a hell of a job.
Right. It's kismet. It was meant to be.
It was great. And then we kicked him out of the band. No. He kicked himself out of the band. Well,
okay.
And that's it.
So family, personal things.
No. No, believe
and
it or
maybe
not.
Maybe in a later episodes we'll go through that.
He wanted to do he wanted to do modern songs or whatever.
Yeah.
He's
modern. What do you
well,
mean
he's a
like?
Younger guy, so the Elvis right. thing, he was like, eh. I'm like, come
kids
on.
Kids today, come on.
I know. Those 50-year-olds, what are they talking about?
No. But they grow up so fast, don't they?
I tell you, who would have thought it would come to this? That damn microwave. I blame everything on the microwave.
There you go. That was the start of it,
well,
right?
That was the beginning of when people lost their patience.
That's it.
They were,
that's right. Instant
they were crazy
everything.
Like, hey, a cup
instant
of coffee in a minute. Now
yeah.
it's like, now that minute feels like it's a half hour, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a microwave.
Like this, the recording thing. I can hear it right back. I can hear what we're doing right back. Immediately.
No way.
Yes, that's how it works.
What, this is recorded?
Yeah.
Okay, can I start over?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So hello. Anyway, my name?
Place name here. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. So, this is what you do, basically. You told me before that you don't play out a lot. This
no,
is really
you know, this is like our night out once a year. We get the guys together, usually.
So how do you rehearse? Do you rehearse weeks beforehand? And, you know, every time this comes up and...
That's
December.
That's pretty much what it is. You know, we
sounded great tonight. I enjoyed it.
Well, thanks. Thanks.
I would have not known this, so maybe I should hide this, keep hiding this. When people listen
this
all over, they think, oh.
You know, when I tell people about the night of 100 Elvises, yeah. all I say is, it's one of the best parties ever. And the main reason is because the people that come here know what they're going to get, and they get it. And
space,
who wouldn't be happy? I mean, it's not like you go somewhere and you don't like the music or whatever. You know exactly what you get when you come here, and it's just one big party.
Yeah, it's not like the night of 100 Allman Brothers.
No, because those guys, some of those are dead. So that wouldn't go well. Elvis is dead, so that doesn't work too well.
Yeah, your theory is not really not good water there.
No, but if Liberace's dead too.
Strike two. Okay. So. Yeah. What do you do in real life?
I'm a hairdresser. I cut hair in Towson, Maryland.
Towson?
Yeah.
Right. Tell us about
a small place called Elements, right on Ware Avenue near...
Ware Avenue near Immaculate Conception Church.
Yeah.
I was confirmed.
Yeah, exactly. In Towson Catholic, Merchant's Tire. We got a little yellow house there. There's three of us there, three guys that work there, and believe it or not, we're all straight.
Do you cut male and female hair?
Yeah. Yeah, we cut...
So what can you do with this?
I think maybe a hat would be good.
And that would cost, what, 30, 40 bucks?
Well, the haircut would cost 30 or 40.
Walking
the hat's
the
100.
Door,
the hat is $100.
Oh, okay.
But it's a nice salon, real private.
How long you've had it?
We've been at that location for 9 years. I've been doing hair, though, since 1984.
Well, I was going to ask you.
Yeah,
you're not a young man, so
yeah,
I've been doing something before
really,
9 years.
Really, makeup's running or what?
It's
is it my posture?
The dye is coming down.
Yeah. Give me my nose back, will you? Jeez, it's right by your foot.
Take my nose, please.
So, yeah, we got a great shop. I work 5 days a week, but what the good thing about it, the way I see it, is there's two of those days that I work alone. So, you know, the customers and I really, really get to know each other on a personal level. It's, you know, they get to be politically incorrect if they want to, and you just...
Sorry, go ahead.
It's just it's a therapy session, very private on those days, and it's kind of cool. It's really kind of a good career.
So what days are that? So I can come and I can emote.
You can emote on Sundays and Mondays.
Really?
Yeah, I work.
And you're kind, right? You just.
Oh no!
No.
If I were kind, I'd be busy.
So you're brutal on the hair, but.
No, I look for people's weaknesses and.
And you exploit them.
Yes. Not on tape, though. I wouldn't do that to you now. I'm building up. I've got my... If you come in, I'll be ready for you. Your hair looks great, by the way.
Does it?
Yeah. Both of
what's
them.
Left of it? Yeah. I was waiting for the snare drum to come in there.
I didn't have anything.
No. It's late at night, or, you know, you just did your gig, you're tired.
Done. I'm off stage. I'm finished.
Yeah, that's right. You're not, you know.
I'm finished. You know, they're going to hook me up to Jared All and stuff pretty soon. So
tell us specific contact info of your place.
It's called Elements Natural Hair Care Design in Towson, Maryland. It's 105 Ware Avenue in Towson. The telephone number there is 410-823-3942. If you want me personally, you would have to hit mailbox number 4 plus the pound sign. My name's Bob. I work 5 days a week, but the other guys are great too, and between the three of us, we're open 7 days a week, including evenings.
So, wow.
Yes. And I should say, I don't know about other salons, but we run on time.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so you got a 3 o'clock appointment, we're ready for you at 3. You've got 7 p.m., we're ready for you. So we're a stickler for that. So for the busy people, you come in, we're ready to go. And we think that's important.
Okay, here's a big question. Here's a big finale. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Just 5 years. You're about my age, so, you know, we won't say what our age is, but we, you know, we grew up with the Rolling Stones and
tell
the disco
you what.
And everything like that.
Yeah.
So we've been around and all, and you play Elvis, and I don't know if you saw Elvis, but you probably saw him on TV and maybe special.
I saw him on Ed Sullivan from the Waist Up.
I'm trying to remember those days.
Years ago. Right. 5 years from now, you know what? I hope I'm here doing the Elvis thing. What I usually like to do is learn new songs every year. That's what I have the most fun with, is learning new ones. This year we didn't have enough time with rehearsal, whatever. But I hope I'm doing this each year now for the next 5 years. I've got two young kids, and I hope to watch them grow and blossom.
Very good.
And that's all I want. I want them to be happy and healthy and love their dad.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah. And maybe have enough
plan in the world.
Maybe
right?
have enough money to make them happy and have a cup of coffee.
That's true. So that's all you need, right?
Yeah.
Can't take it with you.
I got happy kids, and that's the way it goes.
So very good. So you'll be back next year.
I hope so.
That's great.
Yeah, we'll sound better next year,
too. Come back on Baltimore Internet Radio, and we'll talk a little more, do some updates
anytime.
Later on, and we'll
anytime.
Talk about your business, too, because we have business programs and all like that. So
love to. Love to. Any way I can help you.
Okay.
And you can help.
Thank you, Bob.
My pleasure, Dave.
We're here at Night of 100 Elvises. And, Bob, tell us your full name again, because for some reason I've got a mental block in your last name.
Full name is Bob McClafferty.
McClafferty. We went to the same grade school.
Yes,
Mary
we did.
Mary Vale, we sing to you.
Oh, there is a song?
Remember that song?
I don't remember that.
Remember Johnny Appleseed Day?
I remember that. Did you have Lake Day?
Yeah, Lake Day. Yeah,
that was good. Did you ever ride a horse?
Yeah, ride a horse.
Rode a horse. Okie O'Connor, remember that?
Okie, yeah.
I had a bus driver named Gus, and he smelled like, I think, Jim Beam in the morning. I don't know what he drank in the afternoon. But,
do you remember snow days? You always had to go.
Yeah.
Slide down on the ice.
My kids are young, and now it's like if it's foggy, they're like, Dad, check the internet.
We hear about it 2 days
later. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, we used to sit looking out the windows, and the windows at Maryvale, they were closed in the summer so you could keep warm, and they were open in the winter so you could freeze.
That's right.
But we look out, and we're like, okay, it's an inch of snow. It's 2 inches. It's 3 inches. It's 4 inches.
Yeah.
And it would get to be about 4 inches, but if the clock said anything before noon, well, actually, if you made it past noon and it was still snowing, they would keep you there because they thought, well, there's only 2.5 more hours, so you might as well stay.
Right. It was never getting out early. And the thing is, do you remember waking up that morning when you heard it was going to snow the night before, like waking up early and then looking out and seeing, oh, there's some snow there, and then listening to the radio.
Everybody but Maryvale.
Yeah, and it was always Little Bo Peep Nursery. They would close
I hated them.
If it was looking like there was any weather at all. That was like the first one, Little Bo Peep Nursery. I remember that. And then Maryvale will go 2 hours later.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Or Mount Washington. Mount Washington closed.
Yeah.
Maryvale, we're opening early, staying late.
Baltimore City schools closed, even though they got less snow
That's
than
right.
the county.
Hang on, let's move this.
Jeez, we could go on forever.
Yeah, I've got some good stories. One of my
That's what I want to do too. Maybe you come on because we're going to do a nostalgia program too.
That's cool.
And we both, you know, we share that Maryvale element. You know,
I want to come on your show and talk about the time I was cutting the hair and giving a permanent to a nun.
Really?
But this was long after I had gotten out of Maryvale. And I was really looking forward to spending 2.5 hours with a nun now that I was a grown man. I'll tell you about that.
I was really nervous that, you know.
Oh, man, no, I was.
For all time or something.
I was ready for her, and I will tell you all about it when we get together again.
All right, that's a great teaser.
I know.
So to speak. I get it? Hey, see, I got it, yeah. Even at 10 o'clock at night after a few beers.
That is really good.
Thank you, Bob. Take care, to you soon.
Danny.